This is an OPUS audio file. More specifically, this is an OGG file containing audio encoded with the new OPUS audio codec. The standard for the OPUS audio codec was recently formally finalized and approved by the Internet Engineering Task Force standards body. The OPUS codec has been developed from a combination of Skype's Silk codec, which it has used for voice over IP at low to moderate bit rates, and Zipf's high-quality Kelt codec. Both are designed for low latency, meaning computers can convert raw audio input to encoded audio for transmission very quickly, and then decode it at the other end very quickly as well. This is important for real-time voice chat and other interactive audio, since even 300 milliseconds of latency can make holding a normal conversation almost impossible. OPUS combines both human voice-optimized Silk-style encoding from Skype and Kelt-mode encoding for music and other audio on the fly in a way that seems to give very good quality playback for pretty much any kind of sound at both low and high bandwidths. Listening tests seem to suggest that not only does OPUS beat crappy old MP3 like pretty much every other modern codec, it also beats even Vorbis and high-efficiency AAC, and just about any other codec that can be used on anything faster than a 9600 baud modem. Below that, there are two or three codecs specifically designed for extremely low bandwidth use that works a little better. But if you're stuck running that slow, you've got much bigger problems than sound quality anyway. OPUS has been developed with the backing of Microsoft's Skype division, Mozilla, and Zipf. Actual support for OPUS audio is already done in Firefox 15, as well as the GStreamer Media Framework, the Icecast streaming server, and probably several others, and is already in the process of having support for it implemented by Skype, Cisco, Asterisk, Opera, Rockbox, VLC, FFmpeg, Mumble, and likely various other voice chat and media playback software projects. OPUS is also one of the two audio codecs that were voted to be mandatory to implement for the WebRTC standard for live chat sessions on the web, so all software written for this standard will support OPUS, along with any other codecs that it will optionally support as well. In short, OPUS is looking so amazingly good that as of right now, I'm seriously planning to re-encode my CDs to OPUS and make sure any audio I publish on the web includes an OPUS version by preference. I may even get OPUS tattooed in big fancy letters across my buttocks in fluorescent ink, name my firstborn male child OPUS, and found a religion which I'll call the First Reformed Church of OPUS, where the choir will sing odes of praise to the OPUS audio codec, which will naturally be posted on the church website in OPUS format, where the OPUSness can reach out and touch the lives of the suffering and heal them! Well, okay, maybe I'm not really that insanely excited about it, but OPUS is still pretty nifty.